Happy Father's Day, Abba. Happy Father's Day, Abba. Happy Father's Day, Abba. The scripture says, but now in the end of days, he has spoken to us in a son, Messiah Yeshua, his son. Yeshua made known to us that the ultimate revelation that he came to give, the most complete, the final one, the top thing, is the disclosure that Yah Adonai, our Elohim, is also Abba Father. The unrevealed nature of the Almighty, not visible, not, John said you can't, you know, you just can't. But Yeshua said, you see me, you see the Father. And he's not only Yah Adonai Elohim, Yeshua came to make sure that we understood, to elevate his status, that he's also our Abba. In this month that the U.S. honors fathers, I believe it was very important to honor the Father, our Father, the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we wanted to say together, Happy Father's Day, Abba. Let's say that again. Happy Father's Day, Abba. One more time. Happy Father's Day, Abba. When we come into the fullness of the revelation that Yah Adonai, our Elohim, is our Father, we also realize that every human parent has similar responsibilities towards his family. So that's what I want to say. Let's go understand that what he's done for us is a measure of what he wants us to do for our family. We earthly parents inherit similar offices towards our own family. Well, what were Yeshua's, what was the son's? He has a son, right? He's spoken to us now in a son, Yeshua. The three offices that Yeshua function as, and continues to do so, he's a prophet. So he's a prophet that represented Yah, his Father. He's the prophet that represented everything about his Father. So should we be representatives to our children about him. That means that as prophets, we are to intercede for our children the same way Yeshua, the Son, intercedes for us. Okay? And as king, we are to rule. We are to rule. And one of the problems with our society is that there's not only no parents, there's also no stomach, no desire to rule by parents. They don't rule. As a priest of my family, good question to ask. Am I faithful in regular daily intercession for my children? That's what priests do. Okay? How often do I thank the Almighty for our children? As a prophet, how well have I represented the Almighty to my family? Have I spoken about him? Do they know him because I've heard him? Or is it possible that the picture that I'm painting to my family, instead of that of a loving, eternal father, is an unattractive caricature? As king, as ruler, have I ruled my children with discipline that combines love and firmness, the same way that Abba, our Father in heaven, does? That prepares them to take their place in society as responsible citizens. Have I set boundaries for my children? Our Father, Abba Father, has put boundaries on us too. To protect them from evil forces in the world today. So the question becomes, when I say things like this, there's this guilt that wants to come up and say, I've fallen short. I admit I have fallen short. I admit that I've fallen short as a rabbi. I admit that I have fallen short as a husband. I admit that I've fallen short as your brother, your older brother here. I've fallen short. Now, I can either wither away and shrivel away and ride the sunset, or I can do something about it, which is what he's interested in. Because our Abba has a solution for us. Let me elucidate briefly. The first step that our Abba gave us is in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's 1 John 1:9. When we sincerely acknowledge and confess our sins to the Almighty, to our Abba, he not only forgives us, but he cleanses us from all sense of guilt and failure and restores our consciences to a perfect state. To complete the cure, there's only one more step you need to make. What is that? Our personal relationships are like in two beams. When they cross, they cross each other, they made the what's called the cross of Yeshua. The beam that vertical represents our relationship with Abba. But there was also another beam, smaller beam, had to be, or it wouldn't stand. But that represents the horizontal, which represents the relationship with that with our fellow beings, our fellow men. Here, Yeshua didn't quote Deuteronomy, he quoted Leviticus. And he quoted from Leviticus 19 saying, we are to love our brothers and sisters, like we love ourselves. So if the first step is to take care of our relationship with the Almighty by confessing our sins and asking for forgiveness. And the second step is similar to that one, is to make things right with one another. Make things right with one another. Here's how this is stated in Scripture. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. James 5:16. There's very little said in the contemporary believing community about the need to confess our sins to one another. The emphasis, yes, needs to be on the Almighty, but Yeshua said in two things, the entire Torah is reduced to a minimum. The irreducible minimum of the Torah is to love Adonai with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. And the second one is equal to that one. Yeshua said that. I didn't say that. It's to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Consequently, the atmosphere in many believing groups is poison because people don't ever confess the sins that they do to one another. That's why resentment and bitterness continue to flourish because they've never been resolved. Let me just say, this totally inhibits the Holy Spirit. So we can then do what Sam was telling us we need to do, which is to follow the Spirit. In closing, the Apostle John gives us a primary requirement for continuing in spiritual purity. Here's what he said, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Messiah Yeshua, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So to walk in the light means that we are open about the things that are in the secret, the things that are in the closet. By the way, in this scripture, okay, it doesn't say to walk in the light. That's how it's translated. But the verbs are continuing verbs. They're ing verbs, so to speak. So what it's saying is if we continually walk, if we continually have fellowship, then the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah, cleanses us from all sin. In other words, John is talking about the step is to walk it out, is to have a continuing lifestyle of loving God and loving our neighbor. So, if any of this today has pricked your heart and you didn't quite measure up, I'm just talking just about me. Okay? Then let's commit ourselves to our Father, God the Almighty God. And for his ministry of fatherhood, and cry unto him, forgive me and help me, Abba. This is his Father's Day present to you. So yes, we will honor Abba, Father, and cheerfully repeat one more time. Happy Father's Day, Abba. One more time. Like in the gator thing. One big time. Thank you, Father. Let's stand and be dismissed.